This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, the overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen here with colleagues from the Talk Radio world to talk about the stories that people. I'll go through the list in a minute, but first let me introduce Victoria Jones. Who is here. She's not a stranger to our group by any stretch of the imagination from the D.C. Why do I always get this wrong? It's the D.C. Radio Company. All right, Doug, let's get this right. All right, the D.C. Radio Company. Also joining us is talk host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Was here last week for the first time in many years. Victoria has been on and off this program over the years, and Rick has been as well, so that's kind of cool. Rich McFadden from the old days, the Good Day program, and been a colleague of mine for a long time, is also here to go through these stories and the people. Let's start with the story list first. At number 10, the sports talk radio world. How much, I guess I would ask Rick, how much conversation on your program that you do daily on WDEL focuses on anything from the world of sports? Do you get into that at all?
I say about 15.3%. Now, what we have here happening with the Eagles, anytime something happens with the Eagles, like we find out Carson Wentz has actually fractured his spine. It's like Nick Foles has been destined to be the quarterback. So when things like that happen, usually with the Eagles, then it becomes, well, the biggest story in the world.
Really? The biggest story.
Okay, hyperbole? What? Talk
yes,
radio,
right.
No figure.
Exactly. All right, so Victoria, in your world, how important is sports in general? You're someone who's had this vast experience on a number of good talk radio stations and programs. Do you ever feel like you're compelled to talk about sports?
Oh, I do. Yeah, especially around the time of the Super Bowl, things like that. You are, and particularly when sports becomes news, you do, definitely. But to your point of when, you know, sports becomes a big story, every time I'm in an Uber and the question becomes, where are you from? And I say, Liverpool. They immediately say, oh, Liverpool. And you got a conversation going for your entire trip. You know, we are top of the Premier League. Now, that's the biggest story in the world.
No. Manchester United.
Oh, please.
I just had to do that.
Okay. All right. Number 9. You get the fold here, folks.
That
number
was
9.
The biggest controversy of the week. You know that, Doug. You know that,
what
Doug.
You're talking about Manchester United versus Liverpool?
Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that because I don't follow soccer or whatever.
I'm just trolling her.
But I know you are. I got that from the tone. From the tone. I didn't get the substance, no, but the tone, yes. All right, let's move to number 9 on our story list. It's the opening of the Aquaman film, which is, I think, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Aquaman may be the biggest. I think Mary Poppins, frankly, will be the biggest of the season. But this time of year, there always are lots of movies that come out. Some of them are action-oriented. Some of them are thoughtful and kind of sweet. So as far as, I don't know what we do with this, other than I've seen the preview about 100 times because I love to go to the movies, and they've been pushing this thing for the past 2 months. I think it looks like a ridiculous farce myself, but that's just me. I am looking forward to Mary Poppins. All right, let's go the Liverpudlian route. Are we? Where is Mary Poppins from? Is she a Londoner, or is she from someplace outside of London?
Well, Mary Poppins is from someplace else because she just arrives, doesn't she? She arrives in the air with an umbrella and she lands with, with her magic hand, you know, her magic, her sort of suitcase bag. So nobody knows where Mary Poppins is from. That's what makes her magical. So that's what's so exciting about Mary Poppins. And this is what causes young children's eyes to just pop open. And she's really coming into her own again. And I think there's something very magical about this and very empowering to children and to young women that, oh, look what this lady's doing. And I'm calling her a lady because she is a lady. Whereas there's something about this Aquaman movie, it's just getting these terrible reviews, and I wanted to love Aquaman.
All right, so I'm curious, Rick, whether you have children. I've forgotten. Your children are grown, aren't they?
Do I remember that? Yeah, my daughter is grown, and I have a 5-year-old granddaughter. She's not quite ready for some of these movies. I have friends who remember the Aquaman cartoons. Do you remember those? Do you remember seeing those and how hokey they
were? All I remember is the reference. Richie, you remember you and I talked about, what was the that show, Entourage?
Yeah.
And Vinny, whatever the character's name.
He was supposed to play Aquaman.
Yeah. Right. Do you remember that as part of the theme?
That was the ever-elusive role that they finally got, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I have so many friends who saw this and said, yeah, they didn't want to see a remake because it's so hokey. Come on, it's so stupid. It's going to be a waste of a great childhood memory. And I'm thinking, no, with today's video technology, they could make Clutch Cargo and Johnny Quest look cool. You know what I mean?
I would love that. You know, I had the same outlook when they came out with Ant-Man. I'm like, how in the world is that going to be a cool movie? And it was.
That's awesome.
I really like it. So I have a really open mind on anything they want to try. It may be an abysmal failure, but you know what? I'll check it out.
Well, it'll do well the first weekend.
Yeah. I think they're doing a lot of the same things that they do with so many other of these DC and Marvel action movies. It's all action, just all nonstop. It's so intense.
Right. Yeah. Get the endorphins going. Get everybody cranked up.
Well, what I wanted to know, Richie, was whether or not your daughter, who's, what, 10 now, 11?
11.
Is, yeah. Is she looking forward to Mary Poppins?
Yes, she would definitely look forward to Mary Poppins.
About your wife?
She would enjoy it. I don't know whether she's looking forward to it.
What about you?
I never saw the movie.
Never saw the first one?
No.
God, what's the matter?
I mean, over the course of my life, obviously I've seen bits and pieces. You catch it on TV, you watch for 15 minutes. But I've never sat down and watched it from beginning to end in my entire life.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it will give you halitosis.
I mean, I've seen the whole movie just in 10-minute segments.
No.
All right, we'll pause in the action here. We'll continue our conversation. Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, along with Doug Steffen, going through our talk radio review. Do you have an unhealthy colon? Is your colon making you sick? Do you even know what's making you sick? If you're not feeling well, maybe you're going to a lot of parties and things seem to be kind of plugged up. Your colon needs to be cleaned. You have an unhealthy colon. A lot of people, actually about 90% of the population, has some kind of a problem and they don't even know it with their stomach, the digestive system, the colon, that sort of thing. And make no mistake about it, 95% of all the problems you will ever have with your health are directly related to what's going on in your colon. No healthy gut, no healthy body, no healthy life. So, if you're one of the many men and women, 1 in 22 men has a plug problem, 1 in 24 women has a plug-up problem. Think of your colon as the waste management system. You need to power wash your insides, your waste management system. And the way to do it is with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of gentle teas that will cleanse your body every day, rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, all the stuff that's in modern day food. That's it. With the pesticides, the GMOs, herbicides, all that stuff, your food is garbage more often than not. So let's cleanse your body. Let's cleanse your system with Life Change Tea. The teas are all made, all grown in America. The blend is made in America. It's organic. So let's get on the ball. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com and get the tea. Life Change Tea. See what else they have there as well. Use the discount code DJV and your tea gets shipped free. Get ready for a cleaner body, more energy. Drink it every day. I do. I have a cup right here in the studio with me every day. You can't get it any place but online at GetTheTea.com. Not in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping for a Life Change Tea. It will do that.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review, actually, going through the numbers. I don't know that I want it. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the riots in France, and that coupled with number 7, Brexit. I don't know. Other than the fact that Theresa May sort of pulled it out of her keister and saved her butt. Victoria, how do you read the Brexit situation? I think you know a lot about Theresa May, obviously, and I don't mean this to be simplistic just because you're British, but you do, you have spent, you kind of know what's going on over there, so give us your insight, will you?
Oh, this is so great, because she pulled it out, are you kidding me? There were, like, well over 100 members of her own party voted no confidence in Theresa May this week. That's like no confidence is a polite way of saying go now and do not pass go. We want you out as prime minister. That's a vote of no confidence. So that's bad. It's bad.
But how did she stay? I thought she got enough votes to stay.
She did. But the only reason, really, she got enough votes to stay was because she announced just seconds before the vote in what was described as a very moving speech, which basically meant that she did not move, was that she would not lead her own party into the next general election. In other words, please vote for me because I will be a lame duck immediately if you vote to keep me as prime minister. In other words, I'm so dreadful, I know that, but just let me do Brexit.
Yeah, sounds like, are we gonna, hold on to that thought. That was like a Nancy Pelosi move, 21 after the hour in the countdown.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now we continue with our Talk Radio overview, the review, the hot hits in Talk Radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where they have for 25, 26 years, every week been doing the charts, surveying talk radio programs, stations, and hosts around the country to get the sense of what, same as the music countdown shows, except this is about talk and conversation, what's making it big time. And so we're going through the top 10 here with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about Brexit, and I threw in a quick side-handed comment about Nancy Pelosi, who more or less, if we read between the lines, said the same thing that Theresa May did. I'm not coming back. If you vote for me this time, I'm done. Finished. So
she gave herself a bit longer than Theresa.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, a little bit longer. And the great difference, of course, is that Theresa has to stand up every week in front of Parliament and listen to them going, "Oh, yeah, rubbish," at Prime Minister's question time.
And Nancy Pelosi will be 82 by the time her term is up here. Will she even be able to stand up at the end of that time? That's probably a little bit of a swipe that may be perceived to be sexist something. Yeah. Rick, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself sometimes.
I know you can't.
Think about
so go
that.
Ahead.
You know, the face of the Democratic Party now, where you have the socialist Democrats, the young people who seem to, based on their quotes, not understand how government works. But then you've got Nancy Pelosi in her 80s, Joe Biden being considered for presidency. You've got Bernie Sanders. This is the youth of the Democratic Party.
Wow. Right. The Republicans don't have anybody. Trump is 72. And Michael Bloomberg, who looks like he's going to jump into the race, and from my point of view, I hope he does, he's at least 70, I want to say
he's
72, 73. No, he's going to be running as an independent.
Yeah.
You can do all your and you want to, Richie.
Yeah.
He stands a good chance of winning, whether you like him. You don't like him because he doesn't want you to drink soda.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look at Trump.
Right.
Look at these other people. All right. So anyway, we'll save that for another conversation. The number six item, Times Person of the Year, all of those news media folks, including the one who got killed and his last words were, "I can't breathe." Can you, but all the stuff that's coming out about this guy Khashoggi and what happened to him, and the Saudis still shrug their shoulders. And apparently the rest of the world's kind of shrugging their shoulders, too. I don't know whether this is... Time Magazine has become sort of one of these outfits that's self-fulfilling. It's always about them or the people that are around them. So it doesn't surprise me, anyway, that they made the news media the person of the year. Does it surprise anybody here?
No.
The only thing I would say, Doug, and I'm going to speak seriously for one second, is read the Time article, because it's not just about Khashoggi. It's also about
in
prison and have been killed.
Yeah.
For yep. just doing their jobs and reporting on the stories that we all talk about, and it's worldwide. And you know, you talk about the Capital Gazette in Maryland, where five journalists were just
right
murdered.
Got killed.
So,
yes, yeah, I got that part of it.
There's some serious stuff going on. So yeah, this is Khashoggi's the face of it, but it's not about him.
I don't mean to belittle the people, Victoria. I don't want people to carry that away from it. I'm belittling Time. Remembering when I was a kid, I was told by a teacher that Time magazine was for people who couldn't think and Look magazine was for people who couldn't read. It came from the same public, and Time magazine for a long time has been doing now. Most of the news media follows in suit with that, trying to tell people what to think and how to think, because obviously the American public is not smart enough to be able to think, to figure things out and think on their own. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say a ruling by a federal judge in Texas threatens the lives of millions who rely on the Affordable Care Act. That judge ruled core provisions of it unconstitutional, siding with the president, who tweeted, "Great news for America." KRLD Radio's Stephen Pickering.
The Attorney General of Texas is applauding the ruling. Spokesman Mark Rylander says it's what they were hoping for.
Today's ruling halts an unconstitutional exertion of federal power over the American health care system.
He says the Texas Attorney General's goal was to effectively repeal the Affordable Care Act. The group of states arguing in support of the ACA was led by California, and that state's Attorney General says the ruling is an assault on the millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, and those states will continue to fight in court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for us to resume our conversation about the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the information provided to all of us from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list actually printed there of the top stories, the top 10 of the week, and the top 10 people that are on the list. Also, a lot of other things that are ancillary to the talk radio business at talkers.com, including Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of exciting stuff. And so every week we do this, and I've had over the years the pleasure of talking to lots of great talk radio folks. This week our pleasure is presented by Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and Doug Steffen from points east, north, south, and west, and from places that nobody's ever heard of before. Okay, let's get back to the list. I don't know what to make. Number five is the testimony of the Google CEO. Somebody said to me earlier on the air today, I think it was Victoria Keelan, that she doesn't remember life without Google. Maybe all of us are. Think about it in a sense. The impact that Google has had on our lives, and the same two guys who came up with it are still running it. So what is the impact? I'll go around the room. Let's start with you, Victoria. What do you think testimony that Google CEO made this week, what's the impact of it, if anything? Really? Really?
Well, there was very little impact, I don't think, except that he doesn't think that his company can be too big. He's happy to do business with China, which is more than happy.
That's
to
really what
to
this was about. Right. Yeah. This was about opening up the world of Google in China, which the Chinese have stalled on. But imagine how huge that market is. Huge.
Yeah, and he's happy to have a censored internet. He has no problem with it. And it also showed me how unprepared the senators were for a very, very well-prepared guy who apparently has passed every test and exam he took in his life and sailed through that hearing. And if you'd had a few well-prepared people like, and I know this guy was never a senator, but Daryl Issa used to be really, really hot on tech. He was brilliant on tech. And another person who was brilliant on tech was Al Franken. And I know they're both gone, and I know they both had problems for both sides of the aisle. But if you had just handed over the questioning to those two guys, they would have had a field day with this guy.
That's one of the scarier things in today's world for me. Is that our government really doesn't understand, the lawmakers anyway, really don't understand technology. And we are such a technology-based world now that they are just clueless when it comes to making the laws and protecting our infrastructure and our privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are specialists among the lawmakers who do get it, but they're few and far between, and it's a shame.
Well,
I worry less about the lawmakers getting it, and I think that as long as we get it and we understand, we can protect ourselves. I really do, because they are clueless. They didn't know how Facebook works. One thought that Google made the iPhone. If it's for free and it's online, you are the product. People need to remember this. If something is free online, they're making money off of you. You are the product. And Google does evil. Google does evil every day. On their marketplace, they have an app now that will allow people in Indonesia to report Muslim heresy in countries that are Muslim, and Indonesia is not technically a Muslim country, but in those that are, especially, you can be killed legally for committing a heresy. And Google's platform says, okay, we can do that. What are they doing in China that also is dangerous for people's lives? We need to, as you and I and everyone listening, we need to have an understanding of this where our lawmakers don't. Don't count on them to protect you. No, no, no. Yeah, we need to have a better understanding of just how dangerous this can be.
I hear you, Rick, but here's the problem. They own the infrastructure that it all runs on. And
yep.
And they're the overseers of all of that. So if they're the ones that are creating the train tracks and don't realize that China has a train that can derail one of ours, that spells problems.
It's just, so use a Tor browser like Epic.
Yeah. Well, I always go incognito.
Yeah.
All right, number four on the list of the top 10 stories is a focus on the financial markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's, all the various ways we have of measuring supposedly our economic health. These things are impacted by something that I know a good deal about, i.e. this trade thing with China and how it's affecting the American family farmer, and that affects the commodities that are raised by our agricultural interests are huge. I mean, they're more than huge. That's a silly word to use. I don't even know if there's a word broad enough for people to understand how big these markets are, all the commodity markets, whether it's foodstuffs, grain, corn, it's oil, all of the things that are part of what goes on in cross-border trading. We seem to have fixed the old NAFTA SHAFTA thing so that we have a better deal with Canada and Mexico. At least that's what Trump is telling us. Now they're trying to do the same thing. They fixed whatever problems there were with Europe. Now Asia and mostly China is what's left. I found out this week that I don't know how many of you know this. Number one, the most popular car in China is a Buick. Do you know that? Oh, you know that?
Yeah, has been for years.
Buick's number one car.
Side of stature.
Right. So the deal was that the Chinese, as a result of some of the parleying back and forth, at first were going to slap a 40% tax on all General Motors cars, because GM is basically, you know, they got some Fords, but mostly GM stuff is what's from America over there. And then this week it was announced they're going to cut it back at 15%, which is what most of the tariffs are around the world for imported cars. So that stabilized things, but we still can't seem to get the agricultural market. This week the Farm Bill was signed, and in the Farm Bill, this is an outrage on its own, the Farm Bill basically still giving money away to people who don't need it, whether it's welfare recipients or it's the big agribusinesses and conglomerates that are going to get billions of dollars because they're pals with the people on the conference committee, make sure they get their payouts from the taxpayer even though they don't need a nickel of it. Meanwhile, the American family farmer is starving, literally. They're being choked out by the actions of Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and ADM, Cargill. It's outrageous. And yet, you know, this stuff isn't noticed as much by people because it only is part of the cog in the wheel of the financial market activity. But yet it's a very important part of our own fiscal health and our health all across the board. So anyway, Trump said that he wasn't happy with the person that he put in charge of the Fed. Oh, why don't you take that person out? Fire him if you don't like him. I mean, why talk about it? Why not just do something? What's everybody else around the room? Rick, what do you say?
Well, I like to, if you don't mind, you know, my granddad was a dairy farmer. He taught hundreds of farmers how to make cheese. And when my dad was asked to take over the business, dad said, no, there's two things that are going to destroy the family farms when it comes to dairy, portable refrigeration and the interstate. I'm listening to you, and I'm picturing my grandfather and my dad having these conversations. And what I'd like to know from you, Doug, as a guy who really understands this, what do you think the government should or should not do? What is the solution when it comes to
family farms?
The solution
is the government to get the hell out of the farming business so they can do like every other business, set their own prices, and get what the marketplace thinks they ought to pay. The farmer charges what he needs to charge or she needs to charge for the work they're doing, and people pay it or they go hungry. That's it. But it's so complicated now because of all of these supports, it's almost impossible to get the government out of this. They have made a mess of the dairy industry. Dairy farmers, there were 400 dairy farms went out of business in New York State this year, almost 600 in Wisconsin. This is not sustainable. You got milk coming in from Canada, from China, from Mexico. The dairy farmers cannot survive, and thus a lot of land goes dormant. We're wasting a very important natural resource. It's out. It's intolerable, as far as I'm concerned. And it's across
Mexico
the board.
From China is a dangerous prospect. So your vote counts. What do you do about that? Then obviously the vote counts, right, Doug?
Well, the average person now, remember, only 2% of the American public actually lives and works on farms anymore. So it's not a big deal. People aren't close to it. I know people come to my farm, and they're in awe of the animals, or they see the tractor. They don't understand how anything works. They don't. They're not close to it anymore. They didn't. The kids think the food comes from the grocery store. That's what they think. So,
well, there's a percentage of people who think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Yes!
Wait, it doesn't?
Correct.
What?
Wait,
I know,
yeah, really.
I know.
Rich.
Right. I know.
Okay. You can count on McFadden to screw up a good conversation. 44 past the hour. Here's a way to leave a lasting impression on people. All these studies that prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature. There are lots of solutions. There are a lot of people who have tried the tray method, the 30-minute method, but they can get a little sensitive and a little pricey as well. If you have stains on your teeth as a result of you drinking coffee or tea or red wine, maybe you're still smoking, then this is the way to lift the stains off. You don't bury them. You don't cover them. You don't use the toothpaste that has those little pearls in them that eat away at your enamel. No, you have this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent and power swabs that takes the stains away. And every five times you use it, the increase in the value of your smile is very noticeable. Power swabs will remove the stains on your teeth. And you got caps, okay, stains come off of the caps. Veneers, same thing, stains come off of the veneers. Try power swabs. The deal is, if you call 800-208-1797, want to make this a nice little stocking stuffer for somebody you know who could use a little teeth whitening? Very sweet, nice thing to send along. 800-208-1797. Get the power swabs at half price, half the retail price, by using the DJV phone number, which is 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. Maybe you can use Doug Steffen's name, whatever. 50% off the retail price. Clean your teeth. Look much better. Get a better job. Get a better date. All your things will be better. And really, it will. Smile is what people look at first. Get the best one you can possibly have by calling 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's overview the top 10 stories, shall we? At number 10, the usual sports talk radio action. It's going on with the NFL, the NBA, that sort of thing. Off-season deals for baseball. Good stuff. Number 9, the buzz on the Aquaman film and some of the other movies that are coming out for the Christmas season. Number 8, what's going on in France? Economy, terrorist attacks, that sort of thing. Number 7, closely tied to it, Brexit and Theresa May's problems. Number 6, the naming of Time's person or persons of the year. Number 5, the CEO of Google and his testimony. Financial markets, what's going on in your wallet with the economy? Number 4. Number 3, the migrants at the border. Number 2, government shutdown talk. And number 1, Mr. Cohen gets sentenced.
While it's pretty common for children to have a fever, it's not uncommon for moms to worry about them. According to a study conducted for Braun Thermometers, most moms with young children are uninformed and scared when it comes to responding to their child's fever. In fact, 82% admit they lay awake at night worrying about their child's fever. Most pediatricians agree this fear, known as fever phobia, is completely natural. To help alleviate those fears, pediatricians recommend using a dependable, high-quality thermometer. Braun, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, offers the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer, the first thermometer to provide a professionally accurate temperature with a gentle touch of the forehead, or no touch at all. Braun's clinically proven no-touch technology helps parents gain accurate readings from up to 2 inches away without disturbing their sleeping child. That means peace of mind and a good night's sleep for you and your kids. For more, visit BraunThermometers.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that's other to 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. On the people list, sometimes we don't have a chance to actually make the formal list as prominent in our discussions on these programs as maybe I would like, maybe you'd like. So here's the official list, top 10 list of people according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. At number 10, Mr. Puke and Putin, Bad Vlad. Theresa May is in the number 9 position. Jamal Khashoggi still in the top 10 list at number 8. Sundar Pichai from Google, number 7. Chuck Schumer at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. One more term, that's it. Maria Butina at 4. Michael Cohen in the 3rd position. Robert Mueller in the 2nd position. I don't know, that's probably interchangeable. Mueller and Cohen, 2, 3, 3, 2. No mistaking the number 1 focus, though. Number 1 this week, and pretty much that's the way it is consistently, President Donald Trump is on the top of the people list at Talkers Magazine and the staff and management there. All right, let's finalize the conversation here by a discussion of what happened to Mr. Cohen this week and how the sentencing and all the shots he took at Donald Trump. What do you make of that, Rick?
It seems to me the prosecution is going to have a tough time with this when they say, well, this is collusion. He ordered him to make these payments and it involves the campaign. It's a matter of intent, seems to me. And if Trump says, well, the intent was, I didn't want Melania to know. So I said, yeah, there's nothing illegal about these payments, the kind of payments. And Mueller's team and the state of New York, whoever decides they're going to prosecute this, they're going to be the ones saying, oh, no, no, the intent was to fool and trick the American voter who, for some reason, they believe, with these two additional affairs, oh, this is why people would not have voted for Trump if they had known. And I'm thinking, nah, it's already baked in. What do you guys think?
Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the top five items from this week. Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five, starting at number five and going to number one. That makes nothing but sense, right? Some of these stories don't make sense, but that makes sense. Number five, a focus on Instagram to begin with, Victoria.
Yes, Instagram has added a voice messaging feature in its direct messages. So now this new update allows users to send each other audio messages up to 1 minute long in private and in group chats. And the update has rolled out this week for iOS, that's for iPhone, and for Androids. And users with this feature can record messages by holding down the microphone button. If they don't want to send that recording, they can easily re-record it before sending it into the direct message. And voice messages. Messages are obviously quickly becoming the preferred method of communication on messaging platforms like WeChat and WhatsApp. And so Instagram, even though this seems kind of cool for Instagram users, they're actually a little bit behind on this. And their parent company, Facebook, has had voice messaging in their Messenger app for a few years now. So it'll be interesting to see how many more features from Facebook get transferred over to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, Google is going to help you. Isn't it great we have Google around? Where would we be without the boys at Google?
I don't even remember a time pre-Google. I really did. It's all fuzzy to me, anything before Google. Well, Google's latest feature spells out words phonetically now when you look them up. And so it also has a learn to pronounce option. So if you search for a word like onomatopoeia and you don't know how it's spelled or how it's pronounced, you'll get it, you'll now in the results have it be broken down for you phonetically. And so, and if you click the little microphone next to it, you can actually hear how the word should be pronounced. And it gives you an option to select between the American and the British pronunciation, which we know sometimes those are very different.
Number three, FBI investigation, stand by for news.
Yes, the federal government is now looking into faked comments posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period on their proposal to roll back net neutrality. Now, the interesting thing is when they actually polled, most Americans said that they wanted net neutrality to be left in place. However, all of these fake comments, which was 2.6 million of them, these fake comments said that they wanted to get rid of net neutrality. So that was a bit of a red flag. And each one of them has a legitimate name and address attached to it. So when the comments, however, were all submitted and all of the wording was the same, then the FBI caught on and or the FCC caught on to this, alerted the FBI, and so now they're going to try to figure out how everyone got their email hacked. And so these have real names and real email addresses, which is really unfortunate because somebody got hacked. So they're trying to figure this out, and they're now working with the Attorney General offices of Massachusetts, New York, and D.C. So they've issued some subpoenas, and they're trying to figure out who did it.
Number two on our list of the top five, this white hacker, the white hat hacker.
White hat hackers call themselves, the reason they call themselves that is because they're the ones who use their hacking skills for good. And a lot of the time there are a bunch of groups out there. This particular story involves the group called Anonymous. They're a Canadian white hat hacker group. A lot of times what they do is they will work with governments and they will work with corporations to find where vulnerabilities exist, and then they get ahead of the bad guys. And that's exactly what happened this week. This may make you rethink gifting this for Christmas this year. If you're going to give out Nest, which is that smart home system, they apparently are very vulnerable to hacking, and one of the Canadian hackers actually hacked into this one guy's house. His name is Andy Gregg, and he lives in Arizona, and they hacked into it, and he had a conversation with the hacker through the system, and Basically the guy let him know, look, you know, we have no malicious intent here, but I'm just alerting you to the fact that I easily hacked into your entire home system, and if you use Amazon Alexa or Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances in your kitchen, they all have the same vulnerabilities. So it is dangerous. They are very convenient items to have in your house, but at the same time, you know, you have to really measure the risk.
Yeah. Number one this week, the top technology story of the week, Victoria.
Well, it's sort of related to what we were just talking about. One day after Google, the CEO of Google was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators have proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it is one of several bills that's working its way through Congress. Eventually, hopefully, one of these bills will end up on the president's desk, because we have to do something to protect our privacy. We're just being breached and hacked left and right.
Amen to that. All right, there it is. Top five list this week from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.